This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Lincoln Park, September 24th, Climate Pledge Arena. Time for the secret code word, and that would be arena.
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 Arena. Arena. Text arena to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to see Lincoln Park again, Climate Pledge, September 24th.
So VD was wrong.
He's wrong.
Yeah, he walked by the office earlier today and said, Castle already told me the special secret word before we did.
Uh-oh.
And we said, okay, well, what is it, man? He goes, I'm pretty sure it's vagina.
No.
Now,
it's arena.
In my head, I'm like, I don't think that's what Castle's going to say, but that's what VD insisted earlier.
Yes.
They should let us choose the code word.
Then it'd be vagina.
That's no, right. it's going to be like a word with like 10 letters. That way you have a really hard
what
time
word,
spelling
right?
it if you text
like
it.
Like I said, diarrhea.
Montgomery.
I mean, that's right. But so you got to spell it right.
It's good, though.
Can you spell diarrhea?
D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A? No, D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Is it two R's or two H's? I think it's two R's.
Two R's.
Two R's. Two R's.
It's not
D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Diarrhea. Pterodactyl. I know. Text arena right now to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to check out Lincoln Park.
Swim.
Coming up here, let's see. We're going to drink and toast the week in this Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on.
And today, the Men's Room World Tour, stop number two on the year. We'll do a live broadcast from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. Opening day this coming Thursday.
Yeah, man.
Stop by, join us, get a Men's Room IPA, get some tacos in you, and some tequilas before you head on into the ballpark. We will be there live from 2 until 6. So, today, on a Bad Choice Friday, we represent tacos and tequila with a band known as Taco.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Yeah. I don't know how you put on the Ritz. I put stuff on the Ritz.
Yes. Spray cheese.
That's right. Now spray
Taco
cheese.
And putting on the Ritz, taking on the band known as the Champs, representing tequila.
Yeah.
Line
okay.
Up. Vote now on a Bad Choice Friday if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Will it be tacos or tequila?
There's no loser today, man.
Coming up right after the shot of the day. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com? Birthday time. Hola, gentlemen. My name is Ian, and today is my 27th birthday.
Hello, Ian.
I help build and repair metal and fiberglass ships, yachts for a living. Can I get Coke Ted? Oh, no Coke Ted, but the captain. wishing me a very happy birthday.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, if you work on boats, you should join us on the old SS Guppy. We can always use an extra hand. Besides, we're trying to finish the completion of a brand new cabin on the SS Guppy. We're calling it the Gimp Room. Although, actually, it'll be called Tony the Tiger's Gimp Room. Let me know if you're interested. Crunch Bears.
Guys, wish, please, little Annie a happy birthday. Have Coach Ted, while we can, do advice on how to be nicer to her colleagues, especially
just
for
just be nicer.
Who she picks on all the time. Lots of love from Johnny, Melissa, Preston, and from Truman.
Wait, who did she pick on?
She wanted Coach Ted, but he's not here.
No, who did she pick on?
Oh, she picks on Rob.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. He deserves it.
Yeah, a dealer's choice there. Give her a little thing there for little Annie. Yeah. We gotta adjust today. We don't have Coke Ted. We don't have Coach Ted.
You wait.
Smell it.
Hello, guys. I want to wish Rylan, pronounced Empress Luna, a congratulations on her 35th successful trip around the Great Ball of Fire. We're up here in Port Townsend to celebrate this occasion. So can the captain tell her about his trip to the Puget Sound area and some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks and cheers, guys. That from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith's Fan Club, Texas chapter.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The trip to the Puget Sound. You know, me and the rest of the mascots, we like to take the old SS Gabby to the Puget Sound, specifically the Strait of Juan de Fuca, because we like old sounds. But based on what we're into, we always visit the Bay of Juan de Fuca, a.k.a. Doug Musquiblets. He's pretty much down for anything. Doug Musquiblets, don't act like you don't know, Mike. He swings both ways like Tarzan. So we'll be there soon. Crunch Bears.
I didn't realize the captain was called to port here in the Puget Sound.
Dad Joke Friday. Guys, I just made a video of my feet.
Of your feet, Miles.
Got some good footage.
Good work.
Is it? I also deleted all my German friends from my phone.
Nine.
Tons free.
Tons free.
My dogs are named Calvin and Klein.
Yeah,
they're boxers.
Nice. That's great. Dude, I would love that. A friend with two boxers.
Calvin and Klein.
And Klein.
Speaking of dog jokes. Yesterday, I asked a guy if I could pet his cock.
I'm just going to go ahead and be safe on that one.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, I got a green light from Castle and everything on that one.
You got a green light from Castle on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Tell it again. My apologies.
Jesus Christ. Never happened.
I don't know. He's on my ass on stuff like this.
Hey, guys, I asked a guy yesterday if I could pet his Cocker Spaniel. And now I'm feeling weird about the whole thing.
Why is that?
I should have chosen Spaniel.
And just be known, I wouldn't have let that pass, okay? Right.
Gentlemen, it's my 39th trip around the Ball of Flames, and since I know no one will send a shout-out, can I get to Mike's Bitter Batter, a fish sandwich montage, and all the dad jokes for Miles? Stay positive and keep up the great stuff. That from Kevin in Linwood.
Betty bought her some butter, but she said it's better bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a better batter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better Betty bought her better batter butter.
Can I get a
filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I get a fish sandwich?
Can I get fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich, cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Dad jokes.
Ooh.
And Dad Joke Friday. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
Sleepwalking nun.
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
Okay.
Nice.
Guys, I told a woman if she was bothered that I slept naked, just get off the bus. A boy asks his father, Dad, what's an alcoholic? The dad says, do you see those four trees? Well, an alcoholic would see eight. The son says, Dad, there's two trees.
Oh, no.
There are two hosts on a radio show, MCA and MCB.
All right. Okay.
MCA says, I think we should play a Village People song today. MCB says, why, MCA?
Why, MCA? Okay. I thought it was going to be a Beastie Boys joke. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I once paid $20 to see Prince in concert.
Oh, did you?
But I partied like it was 1999. No matter how hard I work, I will never be rich.
No?
I will always be Miles. And finally, do you know how a dad knows his son is tripping on LSD?
How?
He told him.
Oh. It's always one of my favorites.
Let's see here. I want to send some love to my big boobed, long leg, gorgeous redheaded girlfriend and wife, Nicole. Hook her up with a Homer Simpson face sandwich and the Dirty Germans letting her know about round two tonight. That from Dave the Rock Slinger.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, as far as round two goes tonight, let me put this delicately. Verledish Rian Beckman Neutun Jesus.
What does that mean?
It means I will do the 69.
Mom, all around a good person. So for her birthday, how about the captain telling her what's in store for her aboard the SS Guppy? And what maybe her husband Brian should do on her birthday.
Ooh.
Thanks, boys. Loyal listener since 2012. That from Maverick.
Oh, crap. What did he need?
Captain.
Captain.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, for your birthday, I would recommend visiting my favorite strip club, the Stubbly Clam. But when you get there, make sure you ask for the Wet Yeti. Now, the Wet Yeti can be a person, a drug, or a drink. Just ask for the Wet Yeti and tell them that you prefer the person, drug, or drink. I say this because a Kool-Aid man once asked for the Wet Yeti as a sex move. I wouldn't advise it, though. He still has PTSD. Crunch bears.
Guys,
the Wet Yeti, Mike. Have you tried it at home?
No, I have not.
Give a shout out. Give a shout out to my boyfriend Ryan for his 44th, please. The Dirty Germans will work, babe. You're so hot and wild and fun and kind. My number one. That from his sexy Romanian partner in life. Olympia. Where is the Germans in there? Are they coming out here?
Yeah, for your birthday today, as we do all things in the Deutschland language, I would say, steck deinen Finger in seinen Hinten.
And all but y'all says my 53rd trip around the sun. Hoping to get a fish sandwich medley there. Thanks, guys. That from Matt from Graham.
Can I get a filet of
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Our fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
And I'll buy you a fish sandwich.
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. Now, a little knowledge here. Gene Simmons.
From Kiss.
He called our show a couple days ago around 11 o'clock in the morning. You guys want to interview Gene Simmons? Hell yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Coming to town, Muckle Shoots. That show is April the 8th in Auburn. Or is it?
Is it?
So we do the interview, and we plan to play it back today. And between that time and now, his show, and along with other 10 or 12, have been canceled on his tour. All right? Including the show at Muckleshoot on April the 8th. But either way, all right, just so you know, we're talking to Gene Simmons. We talk about some other things.
Sure.
But it was just, look, we have a chance to talk to Gene Simmons.
From Kiss.
Just ignore everything about the show.
All right.
But ladies and gentlemen, Gene Simmons.
Hi, guys. It's Gene Simmons.
Big Seattle hello. Gene Simmons, how are you?
I'm Thank you for giving me the clap.
No, there's so many people.
That's not the first time you've said that, I don't think.
That's never happened before.
I only know five things, and like a deck of cards, I just keep moving them around. By the way, I have to ask you, how long have you guys been a couple?
We've been a couple for 20, over 20 years.
Over 20 years now.
Wow, ever since you were one, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. Very gentle hands he has.
Gene. All right, settle down. That's jail talk where I come from. Settle down now.
Gene Simmons, man, coming to town April 8th at Muckleshoot Casino. Gene, I'm looking at the set list. It's from some of the shows you guys have already played, man. It's just you guys are basically playing whatever in the hell you want, it looks like.
Yeah, this is really a, the military, we're all proud of it and everything, but the bigger you are, the more armor you've got, the slower you move. It's impressive. You know, KISS shows are like nothing you've ever seen, but this is like commandos. You just go out there, no rules, no nothing. I can literally, if you guys are in the audience, no problem pulling you up on stage, or especially if your wives are there, that's a different story. I love kids. We'll pull them up on stage. You want to sing? Can you play an instrument? Boom. Or I'll jump into the audience. Somebody will yell out, hey, do you know Tush by ZZ Top? I'll look at the guys. TFG, boom, let's go. And you do it. So much fun. I got to tell you.
So you're taking requests, essentially.
No. But it can happen. You know, we've done it before. Look around, or one of the guys might turn around and say, I want to do, Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Guys, what key? Open E, main tune, go. Boom, go. And by the way, my guys, got three backup guys, drums, two guitars, two great lead guitars. They both play lead. Everybody in the band sings lead. They literally can. They can have their own bands. So I've got a killer band, and we even do a heavy version of Hold On To Your Bippy, or Bippies, if you have more than one. And your Bird Can Sing by the Beatles, which, when you plug it, it kind of sounds like the solo in Detroit Rock City, you know, the harmonic stuff. It's all Beatles, you know, but amped up. So there are no rules.
Did you ever want to do that with KISS? Because KISS is one of the few bands, and I saw you guys a million times, but a lot of bands break into a cover, or they do the thing. You guys never did that. Did you ever just want to do that? Like, yo, guys, can we just play something random for people?
It's difficult when you've got 60 folks on the road crew, on a private jet, three double-decker buses, 20 tractor trailers, computers, flying rigs and stuff. It's like a small city. An army comes into town. Takes forever. Takes a full day just to set up the stage. So, and also you've got to rehearse where you're going to be when the pyro goes off. I mean, if you move back and you're in the wrong place, your ass is grass.
And how many times has that happened to you? How many times were you injured?
Oh, I've caught fire. Yeah, I've caught fire.
I've caught fire. But speaking of that, you actually have two Guinness World Records. The highest flame projection in a music concert.
Okay.
That's true, Steve. And the most flame projections launched simultaneously in a music concert. Gene, who is your competition on this? That's my only question.
God.
Who else could have done that?
God. God himself, yes.
God of thunder, yeah.
But by the way, the simple headline is, you're interested, you want to come down, check out all the fun, go to GeneSimmons.com and it lists city, tickets, blah, 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 all that stuff. One more thing that as far as I know, has never been done before. You know, I was a fan growing up of all kinds of bands, but I was never able to hang with them, get up on stage if I wanted to tune the drums or or set up equipment. Be my Gene Simmons personal roadie for the day. Meet me at the hotel, travel with the band, get up on stage, do whatever you want. Yeah,
except all right.
One thing is we got to make sure it ain't cheap. We got to insure you because nowadays people get a paper cut and they sue everybody. But if it's you, all you got to do is go to GeneSimmonsAxe.com. GeneSimmonsAxe.com, and you'll find out everything you need to know. And I, you know, again, for me, if I was growing up and I went to see Sly and the Family Stone, you're in the audience, you're trapped. I wonder what it's like back there and, you know, who's doing it, what's happening. If you're interested, it's your shot.
Okay, very cool. Gene Simmons Band, April 8th, Muckleshoot Casino. Your son, Nick, is now playing with Paul Stanley's band. Growing up, we never really saw what young Gene Simmons looks like because you're always in makeup. But looking at Nick, and Nick is playing with Paul Stanley's son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like you're looking at yourself, isn't it? I mean, to some degree with your son?
It is if you stretch my body to 6'8"
Yeah, same, in the boots.
He's in the living room now doing a streamer, whatever the hell, you know, button-pushing thing, which sends you through time and space. I have no idea what that stuff is, but he's 6'8" tall, and it's pretty sobering. You know, I used to think I'm kind of a big deal. You walk into a room with Nick, and all the chicks run over, you know, like the Pied Piper. And I'm going, hey!
That's my job.
I'm doing this. Yeah, what happened to me?
Has Nick ever put on your stuff? Has he ever dressed as you?
Yeah, he's tried it, but it was a tight fit. He's 6'8". I'm 6'2", sure. But Paul's son, Evan Stanley and Nick Simmons, you can Google and schmoogle it, are recording a record. It happened naturally. Nobody suggested it. They like each other. They both have their own bands. Nick's music has already been on Prodigal Son and Ozark and lots of other stuff. And Sophie, our daughter, is huge on Spotify and Schmodify and all that. She's got billboards across. She's a producer, artist, writer, manager. And, Dad, can I have advice? Nope, none of that. They just did it themselves, wow, which is what you want. But if you guys are curious, you can Google Evan Stanley, Nick Simmons, and you'll see music come up, and it's great. It's really great.
Okay. That's wild that happened.
Is really? It kind of crazy to you, you know, because you obviously at Paul Stanley have been writing, working together for 50-plus years, and then to see your kids now working with the kid of the other guy, is it mind-blowing, or does it just kind of make sense to you?
You know, life happens to you while you're busy making your oh-so-important plans. I never imagined this. You know, the joke was, hey, when you guys retire, why don't you get your sons, you know, or daughters put on the makeup and continue? That was a joke. But now it's happening naturally. Evan and Nick like each other. They're both talented, write their own song. They both sing, but decidedly different. If you can, once you Google it, if you're curious, the music, and they're recording their first record now. Their music sounds like if Paul Simon joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
All right.
It's melody, harmony, and they both have their own sort of vibe. It's really good.
Is it safe to say, Gene, you'll never have to worry about putting makeup on again? I know you're not doing that on this tour, but is it nice to just be able to not have to go through that process?
It's really easy doing the Gene Simmons Band. I literally just show up the old-fashioned way. There's no technology. I literally connect my bass to the amp with a wire. No ear monitors, just like we started when people were rubbing sticks together. I like doing that myself when nobody's looking, but that's another story.
Right.
The other thing, though, is that you got to remember where you came from. And if you forget that, then you can, I used to have a lot of fun and not worry. So this is very loose. Again, if you can play an instrument, if you can sing, and you know the songs, or even if you don't know the songs, if you want to jam on, I don't know, Sunshine of Your Love or something, and you're in the audience, yell it out. You got an instrument. If you don't, we have extra instruments backstage. We'll put you up.
Damn.
So much fun.
That's awesome.
Does it blow your mind, though? I mean, you think about the impact the Kiss has had. And look, when I was a kid, I wanted the Kiss dolls. By the way,
Kiss Lunchbox.
My parents never bought me the goddamn Kiss dolls, and I'm still bitter about that. I'm dead honest about that. But
by the way, your mom still alive, happy, healthy?
Yes, she's alive, happy, and healthy.
What's her name?
Carolyn. Don't sleep with her.
Carolyn, yeah. Yeah, Carolyn, I remember. Hey, say hello for me.
Jesus, here we go.
Well, next time, give her a doll, man.
Gene Simmons, man, April 8th, Muckleshoot Casino. Thank you so much, Gene Simmons. We appreciate it.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here at the 508.
Sorry.
508. I'll drink a toast with the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
What time, Miles?
508.
508 is the shot. 5:50 is the headlines. Now time for headlines we're not working on.
What's happening at 5:21? You haven't thought that far, have you?
No, Come on, Miles.
TV time with Mike.
Scientists have observed birds in the Galapagos Islands that are exhibiting signs of road rage. Migrating away from the road, showing increased irritability with populations that are closer to the road. Like, they are legit, like, F this road, dude.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right. It's just, it's excess noise that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, congestion that serves no purpose. There's no definitive reason why this is happening.
Right, in the bird world.
Even birds are like, F this.
Right. You know, thinking about it, when I lived in my apartment in Sumner, it was, the complex was kind of right off of the highway, even though you needed to go roundabout. I had the ability within 5 minutes to walk out of my apartment and be on 410, on the highway. So you constantly have that noise. I didn't realize just how much that kind of raised my shoulders constantly.
It just does. You know, I mean, you don't think about it because you get used to it. But like anything, you put up you know what? It's like being smell blind. Your house smells like something, but your brain knows what it smells like, so it doesn't even indicate to you that there's any kind of smell.
It's
kind
Grandma's house.
So, you know, I hear crap all the time. We got the light rail running down there, all the construction, all that kind of crap. The lights bug me when I do late night stuff, but the sound, like, I don't hear it anymore.
Have they opened up your walk-up station yet?
They haven't opened up the walk-up station. They have not opened up the ability to make a right turn and exit, whatever the hell it is. But we do it anyway. I'm just at a point where I'm like, I don't care. And I don't blame anyone for it. It just is what it is. But, like, this is my street, and you have closed the one lane, basically, for 5 blocks. I happen to live in that one block.
Yeah.
My driveway is here. You chop down the tree. And, look, as far as the city of Seattle goes, not the city of Seattle. That's not fair. Seattle City Council and all, after the whole tree thing and all things, I realize either they're disingenuous or they're stupid. Either way, unqualified. F you. I don't care what your rules are. I'm going to do what I'm going to do on my property.
I don't think there's a place that I've lived that I haven't purposely ran a certain light every damn time because it slowed me down for zero reason.
Yeah, we got one light by the grocery store. It's a fairly new one. It truly serves no purpose.
Right.
So we're like, F it. We just make the left there. And then also there's roads around our home. They're designed to impede the flow of traffic.
Yes.
Right? You go 2 blocks, but just the way it's timed down. I go, this truly makes no sense.
Correct.
And because they're not weighted or anything like that.
They're timed.
You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there. In the scheme of things, 90 seconds is not long. But when there is no traffic coming,
you're sitting
at a red light, and you're like, guys, as much money as this city has, and don't say you don't because you do, you can fix this kind of thing. And all you have to do is look at any other major city in this country. They figured it out.
After 9 p.m., blinking red light.
Thank you. Just make it that simple.
Right.
This is not genius
stuff. I started looking around like, you know what? Nobody's here, including cops.
When you go to other cities for your auctions, have you paid any attention to that?
It's all Uber. It's all Uber. I don't even look. Right. I don't care.
Just pay attention to the traffic lights. You will come back bitter about how stupid
it is. I'll tell you the one that gets me is if you go to Vancouver or Victoria, the crosswalks are diagonal. All right, so traffic one way gets a light.
Yeah.
Traffic the other way gets a light. And then everyone on the pedestrian side can go diagonal across the street or
they stop all traffic and then pedestrians can go.
Instead of you having to wait at a green light for all the pedestrians to go through before you can make your right-hand turn,
right?
It's clear. So all that traffic moves freely on a three-cycle light.
Yep.
So that makes the most sense. I've never seen it in the United States.
The number of times I've been screwed over by this guy over here. Anyway, moving on. The modern-day Nostradamus says Elon Musk could accidentally put us in touch with aliens this year.
He could accidentally do a lot of things.
Did he dub himself the modern-day Nostradamus? I looked at this guy. He's got that face that's like the perfect structure face.
And I'm like,
he looks like he mews all the doggone time. Like, you're not Nostradamus, bud.
No, he's a TV guy who makes a lot of money lying to people.
There's a lot of stuff with aliens and galaxies and space and whatnot, and you don't know crap.
I can see the future.
No, you can't. Miles, what month are we celebrating right now?
I mean, technically, it's March. I mean,
you're correct. It is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, so let's talk about your colon.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Fascinating facts about your colon. What a wondrous organ. I decided to treat myself on my 50th birthday and got a slice of triple chocolate cake. The next morning, during my pre-dawn evacuation, the last layer of mud to be pushed had a dark, almost black tint to it. Slightly concerned, I waited till the next morning when the entire load was dark. So I looked it up. Blood in my stool. Gasp. Day 3, back to normal. I forgot about the triple chocolate cake. Turns out, I don't have an ulcer, internal bleeding, or a ruptured esophagus. Maybe next time.
I'll tell you what, the red wine will do it to you.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what in the... Oh, yeah. I normally don't drink that.
Yeah. Fun facts about your colon. Healthy stools are not always brown, they say. There's no need to panic if you see some variation in the color of your stools. Various factors affect stool color. Healthy stools typically fall into brown range, but can be yellow or orange as well. I remember there was one year that we were on a family vacation, like the whole big extended family, we were out there. My aunt came in terrified because my younger cousin, we were kids at the time, for whatever reason, he was at the age where you needed your parent to come in when you were done using the bathroom.
Right, make sure you wipe your ass.
Right, and she took a gander and she saw a bunch of red in his stool. He had gotten into the red vines that we had there on the boat. It just helped him touch. Just like, oh my God, it looks like blood. Meals can trigger a bowel movement.
Sure they can, because your body's starting to move again.
One of your body's reflexes is the gastrocolic reflex. When you eat something, this reflex kicks in and starts the process of movement throughout your entire digestive tract.
All right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's like a dam. Absolutely. When the water comes in, the water goes out. It's a dam.
And there's something a little bit later on down this list that kind of explains why that happens there. The colon absorbs 1 quart of water a day.
A day?
A quart a day.
All right, colon, you do you.
It's the colon's job to complete the process of digestion. Its main purpose is to absorb the water and electrolytes from the material passed from the small intestine. This material is then formed into a stool that can be passed during the process of bowel movement. So when you think about it, things kind of get melted down in your stomach. Mm-hmm. They go into your small intestine. Nutrients get absorbed. They go into your large intestine. It sucks all the water out, and that's how you get that good Mr. Hanky there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, colon. Working for me.
This is what I was talking about here. Your colon is never empty. Again, these are fun facts about your colon. Many people believe they have emptied out their colons after multiple episodes of movements.
Multiple episodes.
Or that they can keep their colons empty by avoiding food. However, since stool is made up in large part of bacteria, fecal matter is continuously being formed. It's made up of bacteria, liquid, undigested food, dietary fiber, fat, minerals, and protein.
That's sexy.
That's why that jug before your colonoscopy is such a different world.
I'm sure.
Because that does evacuate.
I've got nothing left, man.
You feel like a you feel like you've raised yourself.
Right.
I have nothing left.
God.
So if you're sitting at home, if you're walking down the street, if you're sitting in traffic, just know everybody else that you see, they have a little bit of stool inside of them.
Hey, roll down your window and let them know.
That's right.
Hey, hey man, hey, you don't know me. You got poop in your guts, bro.
You got poop in your guts, man. 100 trillion microbes live in your colon.
100 trillion?
They're host to tens of trillions of microorganisms known as microbiota or gut flora. The majority of these organisms are bacteria.
Hmm.
Just breaking stuff down.
Don't they make up a ridiculous amount of your body weight as well?
Maybe.
I mean, like, just more than you think they should. So you get on the scale and it's like, look, there's so much weight you can lose, and then a lot of it, it's the bacteria living inside you.
Hanging out in there.
Right.
Or testicles.
Bowel movement frequency varies. I don't know how this is something new, but here you go. Some people consider one bowel movement per day to be normal, but research does not support this. The frequency of bowel movements varies widely among individuals and varies widely for any single individual. The average number of times a person poops per day, reported across 39 different studies, works out to 1.1 times per day, but twice per day is within a normal range.
All right.
That's why we always say if you do it three times, you get to go home.
Three times at work, go home, man.
Yeah. I had a big old salad last night, and that came back to haunt me earlier this morning. I was pretty sure I was going to be feeling that a little bit more today, but it's done.
You can't say it came back to haunt you. You when you eat a big old salad, it's the equivalent of building a house on a gravesite.
Yeah.
Like, you know the poltergeist is going to invade there, man.
I thought the haunting would last a little bit longer than it did.
Yeah, right.
All of a sudden, I walk the dog, it's like, ooh. And then I go in there and just, I'm done. Colon transit time is 12 to 48 hours. Many people believe that the food that they eat comes out in their next bowel movement, but it actually takes a long time for food to make its way through the entire length of your digestive system.
Yeah.
This length of time is known as the transit time and can be measured with a colonic transit time test. They vary depending on the person. Factors do affect the transit time, including race, sex, typical diet, and the amount of physical activity.
If you've been to the bodies exhibit and you've seen the, you know, the intestines, you realize you cannot believe you have that much stuff in your body.
Inside, no kidding, yeah. Dude.
I mean, it's. I was blown away. I was like, wow, no wonder. I mean, it's 7 to 8 feet, man.
Right.
It's a ton of crap.
To me, it's like a dude that packed a suitcase.
It's crapshoot.
Yes.
Everything will fit here.
Right.
You're not telling me we need another body to fit this. I will make everything fit in here. One body, minimize the impact.
That's how you know God's a dude. He just threw everything in there.
Yeah, otherwise, every human being would be four people.
That's right.
Well, I don't know what intestines I want to have. I don't know which colon I want the poop to go to.
I need yours for shoes.
Yeah, so basically human bodies. Carry on, brother.
Adults poop about 128 grams every day.
Mm.
The weight of poop varies from person to person. However, adults generally excrete an estimated 128 grams or a quarter pound of poop every day. So if you're like me, quit lying to yourself by when you weigh yourself saying, yeah, I probably got about like 2-3 pounds of poop in there. No, you don't. No, you don't, buddy. You got less than a half a pound. But then this is the number one fun fact about your colon. How long is it? Miles, you were at the bodies exhibit. How long is it?
I would assume 8 to 12 feet.
8 to 12. Steve, how long is your... I mean your colon.
Oh, colon.
Just the colon.
Your colon?
Just the big one.
6 feet, maybe?
I'll say 5 inches.
5 feet.
Your colon is 5 feet.
Your colon is 5 feet. Your large intestine stretches from the end of your small intestine to your anus. In order, these are the parts of the large intestine you... Oh, shoot, I'm not going to go through all those. The large intestine is about 5 feet long and forms an inverted U shape around your abdomen. Your colon is 3 inches wide at its widest point. The cecum? I hope I'm saying that right, doctors. It's just under an inch wide at its narrowest point. The sigmoid colon.
Okay.
So there you go. Fun facts about your bungus.
That was fun.
It was. Good time. A plane in Florida had to have its takeoff clearance canceled, Miles.
Why was that?
About it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast 20-year-old Israel Lieb of somewhere in New Jersey. Now, recently, Israel, he was on a United Airlines flight from Mexico to Texas. He got up to use the bathroom,
But it raised concerns from the flight crew when he hadn't returned in 20 minutes. Well, a flight attendant, she knocked on the door, and UCLA said, hey, I'll be out shortly. But that's when the pilot got involved and demanded that he leave the bathroom immediately. But that just wasn't in the card. So the pilot, he became enraged, and he broke down the door. Guys in the bathroom, pilot breaks down the door, and keep in mind, this is mid-flight. Anyway, the pilot, he pulled Israel out of the cockpit while his pants were still down, exposing his genitalia to the other passengers. But upon landing, Israel, he was arrested and detained by Customs and Border Protection. Now, eventually, he was released without charges. After they figured out the reason that he was in the bathroom so long is because he was constipated. The man, tagging along with what you just went through, Mike, he could not pass his stool.
About to say, colon.
He did not want to be in the bathroom that long, but he was because he's constipated. The pilot knocks down the door mid-flight, drags this dude out. Keep in mind, the pilot sees him sitting on the toilet with his pants down. Yeah. So obviously the guy's not doing anything else. He's not masturbating. He's not doing drugs. All the things you may have feared. Still dragged his ass out, threw him back in the seat, gets his ass arrested. Eventually, like I said, there were no charges on him because it was proven that he was constipated. So he's now suing for an undetermined amount. United Airlines, they had no comment.
I bet they don't.
About this.
I've been backed up a few times. I don't think I've ever had a 20-minute no-show.
I would not. Well,
that sounds miserable, man.
Not on a plane. And I got to think, if you're so constipated that you're sitting on a plane, but come on, he was in there at least 30 minutes.
And the plane does mess with your guts.
It does mess with your guts. You know other passengers paying attention to the door, so there's no glory when you open the door one way or another. But the pilot, kicked down the door, and in the end, my man couldn't poop. That's all. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Your winner in a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.